How NanoSelect is revolutionizing cell analysis and sorting for stem cells and other fragile samples. NanoSelect is a biotechnology company that facilitates breakthrough biomedical discoveries through cutting-edge cell analysis and sorting technology, delivering sterile, portable, intuitive solutions for sorting fragile samples such as stem cells. NanoSelect is pushing the status quo of flow cytometry to empower biomedical scientists with higher viability cells, minimal risk of sample-to-sample contamination, and efficient workflows. The company's Wolf Cell Sorter uses patented microfluidic-based sorting and laser-based technology capable of detecting mammalian and microbial cells to immensely simplify the process of analyzing and sorting distinct populations of cells from a heterogeneous population. Whether you're involved with drug discovery, diagnostics, or basic research, NanoSelect is a company that should be on your radar screen. In this interview with Jose Morachis, PhD, co-founder and president of NanoSelect, we discuss the company's history, its unique technology, future goals, and so much more. Enjoy. Interview with NanoSelect president, Jose Morachis, PhD. Kate Hildreth, what is your background and how did you become involved with NanoSelect? Jose Morachis, PhD, director at NanoSelect. Jose Morachis, PhD, president at NanoSelect. Jose Morachis, PhD, you can think of me as a biotech nerd that follows biotech business trends and exciting new science like a sports fan would. I did undergrad at UC Riverside, where I did several research projects including summers at UCR, Rockefeller University, and Amgen. One of these got me hooked on transcriptional regulation of genes and how it changes in cancer. I followed that path into graduate school at UCSD and joined Dr. Beverly Emerson's lab at the Salk Institute, where I uncovered mechanisms of how cells are programmed to react to cellular stress. While a grad student, I co-founded Scholar Nexus with my colleagues Will Alianik and Nate Heintzman with a goal of advising and eventually seeding and accelerating startups. The premise has been to find new promising technology, build a team, find funding, and translate that technology to make an impact beyond academic publications. This led to the creation of three successful startups, and a few that did not survive, including Sweet Spot Diabetes, acquired by Dexcom Incorporated, Arima Genomics, and NanoSelect Biomedical. Kate Hildreth, founded in 2009, what is the startup story of NanoSelect? How did it become a company specializing in microfluidic flow cytometry platforms? Jose Morachis, PhD, NanoSelect is a great story of how scientists and engineers from very different backgrounds came together to build a new approach and solution to flow cytometry. The initial concept of NanoSelect's chip technology was born in the laboratory of Professor Yuwa Lo at UC San Diego Jacobs School of Engineering. Dr. Lo thought it may be worth exploring a way to further develop the initial concept by spinning it out. That's when he was introduced to us at Scholar Nexus. As soon as I learned a few of the details behind the technology, I became quite interested in learning more. I never liked the flow cytometry equipment I had access to during my graduate research. I found those legacy instruments intimidating and complex to use, even though they could greatly improve my research. So, we arranged a meeting over coffee where I first met Dr. Lo in person. In that short meeting, our interest and fascination on developing this very promising technology caught fire. It's hard to describe, but you get immediate gut feelings about the chemistry between individuals, and for some reason we all developed this great trust and mutual respect to work together. This is critical in order to develop something really technically and commercially challenging. You need to focus on tech and not egos or drama. This was in November 2009 and probably one of the worst times to start a company, during a recession. We had minimal traction, limited experience, and I was still finishing grad school. The chances of getting venture capital to build this company were zero. But that was not going to stop us from developing a very promising platform. So, we turned to what we could do, and that was to write grants. NIH and other federal agencies have a mandate to fund innovative small companies to address unmet technical and health needs. Within that magical meeting over coffee, we decided to start a company and apply for an upcoming NIH SPUR deadline in December. The company was first formed by Professor Yuwa Lo, his graduate students Frank Tsai and later Sung Hwan Cho, along with myself, Will Alianik, and Nate Heintzman from Scholar Nexus. Yuwa and his team had the strong engineering background, while we, Scholar Nexus, brought a diverse biology background. With luck on our side, we found out later in 2010 that the NIH was going to fund our first grant proposal, and off we went. To save money and have health insurance, I kept a postdoc position part-time, and together as a team we moonlighted until we could get enough momentum. Eventually I was able to go full-time to lead the company as founding CEO, and we were also fortunate to have Sung-Hwan Cho join as our CTO. Our company was initially called NanoSort, but several years later we decided to change it to NanoSelect Biomedical to put a focus on the cell. Microfluidic technology was still a very early field when we started NanoSelect, and more so when applied to flow cytometry and cell sorting. However, traditional cell sorting technology was long due for disruption. Flow cytometers, and specifically fluorescence activated cell sorters, FACS, took off in the 80s and 90s to primarily investigate immunology applications. Traditional instruments are very expensive, difficult to use, costly to maintain, and are designed to be housed and operated in large shared core facilities. NanoSelect cell analysis. However, recent growth in single-cell applications and immuno-oncology require new and modern approaches that demand an easy-to-use system for every lab. So set out to leverage our microfluidic cell sorter chip and develop the easiest-to-use cell sorter that could produce high-quality sorting results, high cell viability, and be priced well below traditional cell sorters. Kate Hildreth, you have a number of well-known investors who have backed the company. Who are some of these investors, and how did they become involved? Jose Marachis, PhD, our goal during fundraising was to be very strategic on who and when we brought in our investors. We were funded primarily by spur grants and contracts from the NIH during the initial stages of our company. Those spurs, $11.5 million, allowed us to really focus on our R&D and design a fully functional platform without distractions of an immediate commercialization mindset that comes from most VCs. After developing our first fully functional alpha prototype, we decided we were ready to push ahead and work with a design for manufacturing team to help us get to our next phase. That's when I met FusionX Ventures managing partner, Ken Hood, who led our series around late 2015. FusionX had just been created as an offshoot from D&K Engineering to fund very promising hardware technologies. D&K Engineering, based in San Diego, then became an obvious choice to work with in developing and manufacturing our instruments. After successfully developing our beta prototype, we quickly produced a handful of units for early adopters that were eager to purchase and use our cell sorter. This also allowed us to figure out our best applications and beachhead markets. Quickly, we figured out that single cell analysis and cloning would be our focus. So, our next move was to transition from an R&D focused startup into a commercial company. Illumina Ventures became an obvious choice to lead our Series B round to leverage their strong connections and brand in the genomics and life science fields. We also brought in complementary VCs to provide significant value add to our team. This included Anzu Partners, Vertical Ventures, and Genoa Ventures, as well as a strategic investment from Agilent Technologies. This helped us access key individuals with a ton of experience and great coaching. For example, Jenny Rook has been a trailblazer in making bets on life science tools companies and helping them grow. Similarly, Paul Conley, representing Vertical, brings experience from many technology companies, including his role as a board member for 10x Genomics. While Tad Weems and Darlene Solomon at Agilent Technologies started as an early access customers and eventually decided to become more involved as investors. Kate Hildreth, what is the Wolf Cell Sorter? Jose Marachis, PhD, the Wolf Cell Sorter is a fluorescence-activated cell sorter that was designed for the emerging applications of single-cell assays. The instrument allows scientists to analyze, sort, and dispense individual cells into test tubes or wells of a standard 96 or 384 well plate with minimal training or expertise requirements. The microfluidic cartridge design allows for low pressure, gentle sorting, and no cross-contamination between experiments. It has the smallest footprint of any cell sorter in the market, and maintenance is minimal since all the fluidic components are part of a disposable cartridge kit. Kate Hildreth, what is the importance of gentle cell sorting, and how does it benefit stem cells, in particular? Jose Marachis, PhD, cell sorting requires rapid, precise analysis of each cell by laser. Cells are funneled through a cuvette, traditional cell sorters, or into a microfluidic channel, NanoCellX approach. Traditional cell sorters rely on high pressures, up to 70 pounds per square inch, to push cells through the cuvette and a droplet-generating nozzle. This process creates a lot of stress on cells and reduces viability of sensitive cells. And even if cells survive, their gene expression profile is altered due to the rough droplet sorting. NanoCellX microfluidic technology is a gentler process using less than 2 pounds per square inch of pressure without droplets. Stem cell research, with gene editing tools like CRISPR, has been a major research focus. However, stem cells are sensitive to droplet sorting, which is a major reason researchers have a strong interest in the Wolf cell sorter. With the Wolf cell sorter, we have helped stem cell and IPSC researchers achieve multiple-fold improvements in sorting viable single cells and clones. NanoCellX cell sorting. Kate Hildreth, what is the importance of the Wolf Viewer software and how does it benefit users? Jose Maraches, PhD, the software is one of the most important factors in our product's success. It has allowed us to democratize cell sorting technology beyond flow cytometry core facilities and highly experienced operators. We designed a user interface that allows new users to be trained in half a day and be ready to independently sort their cells in their own labs. While simple, it has powerful features to analyze the data, create experimental templates, and easily generate reports. Software is sometimes an underappreciated component of instrumentation. No matter how great our technology is, we knew it would be an unsuccessful product if we did not have super easy to use software. Kate Hildreth, what types of markets does NanoCellX primarily serve? Jose Maraches, PhD, our three major markets are single-cell genomics, gene editing, and cell line development for antibody therapeutics. All of these markets have workflow requirements where sterility and viability are critical for their success. Other growth areas we see an uptick of interest in are companies doing immuno-oncology and cell therapy research, as well as applied markets involving plant cells and microbes, like bacteria and yeast. Kate Hildreth, what types of clients does NanoCellX serve and which client segment is growing most rapidly? Jose Maraches, PhD, our primary and fastest growing customers come from biopharma, especially those with very active research departments. These range from young VC-backed biotechs with limited or no access to cell sorting technology to large pharma that want to use the best technology to stay ahead of the competition. We also have a considerable number of academic and government-funded institutions, many of which have become repeat customers. Kate Hildreth, what differentiates NanoCellX from other companies offering cell analysis and sorting technologies? Jose Maraches, PhD, it is well known that large legacy companies are unable to stay innovative and nimble. For this reason, traditional cell sorters have not changed much since the 80s and 90s. We have only seen small incremental improvements in those traditional instruments with minimal innovation. Our microfluidic approach and strong focus on ease of use differentiate us from other technologies. More importantly, we improve the quality of the cell sorted with the Wolf compared to other technologies. Kate Hildreth, what are NanoCellX 5-year company goals? Jose Maraches, PhD, we are laser-focused to grow our commercial traction and build on our brand. This requires building a great reputation with our customers and always being available to support their workflows. It also requires a great user experience. To do this, we work closely with complementary companies to provide our customers downstream solutions. For example, we are a 10x Genomics compatible partner product for sample prep. We also have workflow solutions with QIAGEN to support cell sorting upstream of their single-cell RNA-seq kits. Longer term, we will continue to be an innovative company with a strong pipeline of new cell analysis technologies that will enable researchers to analyze and sort cells based on 2D and 3D images. These new platforms are actively being developed by our strong R&D team and our ongoing collaboration with Dr. Uwolo's lab at UCSD. These R&D efforts are largely supported by continuing support from the NIH that has most recently funded several projects related to imaging-based cell sorting. Kate Hildreth, what types of investments has NanoCellX made to position itself as an industry leader in microfluidic flow cytometry platforms? Jose Maraches, PhD, our team has invested in a strong IP portfolio in-house as well as exclusively in licensed technology. We have also invested in state-of-the-art equipment, facilities, and know-how that very few companies possess. Investment in our human capital is probably the most important piece in continuing to make NanoCellX a leader in our field. We have been lucky to successfully recruit and retain excellent engineers and scientists to drive our new microfluidic designs and product pipeline. Our scientific advisory board includes the past president of the International Society of Advancement of Cytometry and the founding CTO of Caliper. To stay ahead, We also recruited Chris Neary as CEO to increase our commercial capabilities and drive strategic growth. We are leveraging Chris's many years of experience in the life sciences and diagnostics sectors, within startups and large companies to build commercial, marketing, and development teams. Kate Hildreth, how can people learn more about Nano Select? Jose Maraches, PhD, the best places to visit our website or reach out to us directly. Our next conference will be ASHG in Houston coming up in mid-October. Do you have questions for Nano Select? Ask them in the comments below and we'll share answers.